Okay.
Yeah, but it's good to see you guys again.
You too, buddy.
Great to be back on the Dean Blundell Show with Graham Kreitzer and Jason Gonzalez, the conspiracy maven. I missed you, but in the time that I hadn't seen you, you've completely morphed into someone that I would go, he was at the Capitol.
Yeah.
That guy was at the Capitol.
For research purposes.
What do you mean? I look like Antifa now?
Yeah, your beard flows magically into your neck. It's a neck beard. Did you guys watch any of that stuff? I know we haven't talked for a while. Did you watch any of the storming of the Capitol? It was, you know what amazed me about it? Wasn't that it was an insurrection. I was like, oh yeah, that was bound to happen. It was the fucking plethora of neck beards.
Yeah. Yeah. Like dudes with turbo guts with AR-15s hanging off the front of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tactical gloves. Love
like
it.
A bald eagle t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. And then everybody going, no, that's Antifa. That's Antifa. That was possibly my favorite angle of all of that shit was that was Antifa. That wasn't
it's gotta be Antifa.
Don't dismiss the fact that there's probably a lot of bad actors there from different groups, right? Like that thing was
like the same group of people that made the Black Lives Matter movement look like it was a fucking smash and grab. Same guys.
Exactly. Yeah. The same people that mocked that movement and took it over, right?
Sure. But I mean, the majority of everybody they're arresting are known Trump supporters, actors, degenerates, shit disturbers. Right? Like it's the same guys that are at every protest that travel around. Right? I love the lady who got arrested and now wants a pardon. Mm. She wants a pardon because she's going to get in trouble now.
Yeah. Well, what about the guy though? The guy that they arrested and he's complaining that they won't give him vegan food.
Yeah. The Viking dude.
Yeah.
That guy's not a Trump supporter. If he was, he'd eat meat.
Yeah. His name's Jake Angeli. And Jake is the guy that you see all over the place with the horns and he's got no shirt on. It was a fucking really comfortable look, if you ask me. And he got arrested. And then interesting is not only a plethora of neckbeards at this thing, but all these guys live with their parents, too. His mom had to come out and go, my son's on a hunger strike because they won't feed him organic food in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the quality of
never heard of a bill before.
No, probably not. But that's the quality of individual you have. Like the girl that you talked about to start, her name's Jenna Ryan, real estate agent. She literally left like a trail of social media breadcrumbs for people to follow. Here I am at the hotel getting ready to take part in the insurrection. Here I am in the Capitol building. Here I am smashing something. Look at me with a hammer. Like, and then she gets arrested and she pulls the old, hey, listen, he told me to do it.
Yeah.
He told me to do it. And so I'm asking for a pardon now. Cause I don't, and her words were, cause I don't want to go to jail.
Two things about that. One is it's funny how, because he does dog whistle, but it's funny how people will listen to him say, let's march to the Capitol peacefully, and then ignore the peacefully part, but then jump all over the take back our country part. You know?
Stop sharing. Oh, I was trying to get that the video of Jenna Ryan begging for a pardon. Yeah. It's one of the great videos of all time. At the end of the video, she does one of these.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be here waiting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my pardon. I'm waiting.
But like you asked if we'd watch it. I didn't. I don't have cable. I got rid of it. So I literally was just looking on Twitter and here and there, but I was at work, so I didn't really keep up. I was like, oh, cool, the Capitol building's on fire. Is that what's happening now? Neat. And then back to work.
I watched it, too. I'm always surprised at the amount of people that are willfully documenting themselves committing crimes.
Yeah, that's great, too. And, like, the amount of people that use their own phones, and, like, the U.S. Capitol building has their own secure wireless network, and, like, the amount of people that were in there, like, leaving, like you said, breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like... Come on, man.
I think maybe my favorite thing that came out of this was they found over 163 places where people had defecated.
Oh.
That's a good one. Were the bathrooms not open?
Not to them. No, they locked everything down. And
you have political.
You could get into the Capitol building, but the washrooms are locked.
But you could see all those people because they're all drunks and they're all standing outside for hours, maybe days, and it's percolating. They're having some smokes. They're having some bad coffee, some Jim Beam in the coffee, and it starts to growl. They get inside the Capitol building after all that work, and they're like, man, I got a shit.
Yeah, like Trump Mafia, except Bill's Mafia, right?
Yeah, and there was nowhere to shit for any of these guys, which was amazing. So what they did was they not only shit on the floor, in 15 offices, they smeared feces on the walls.
Of course they did. Of course.
You guys are telling me you don't want to do that to Trudeau's house?
No, Trudeau. I don't. I don't hate.
Not
I don't
that
hate,
you would, but that you
I don't
want
hate anyone enough to shit on the floor of their house and wipe it on their walls.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, then you gotta like you get it on you. I'm not getting it. I don't want to touch.
Yeah,
that.
You smell forever.
Yeah, I don't think
hangs out. No, it's like, not interested.
That's but kind of vindictiveness, man. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's some angry neckbeards, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of.
Jay,
hot
have you
dogs.
Taken a dump in somebody's house on their from wiped on the wall? So you've been that angry?
No, not yet. I'm not there yet.
You're not really an angry guy. I can't see you do that.
No.
So let me ask you guys.
Way too many psychedelics for that.
Yeah. good for you. I might be the only thing that keeps you like 100% out of the conspiracy stuff. Over the past,
it's his tether,
like,
right? Yeah. He's a hot air balloon, and he's the tether is the psychedelics,
the drugs.
Whee!
Because you've written like 5 or 6 really heavy conspiracy pieces that Graham and I shoot little text backs to each other. I'm like, we'll have Gonzo on the show now that he's 45% conspiracy theorist. It'll be a lot of fun. And Graham's like, he's like 50, maybe 49, nine. But like, well, just like you're how you like to kind of play both sides. And I know you like to fuck in the middle.
Yeah.
But you play both sides of this thing. And I get the extreme left, but when it's actually happening, do we always have to bring up the other guys too? Like, because I think that's where, in my estimation, that's where you confuse me. Is you're trying to be nice to the crazies on the left when you shit on the crazies on the right, and then when you shit on the crazies on the left, you're actually nicer to the guys on the right. It's like you're like, yeah, these guys are bad, but these guys are terrible too. The only thing I see when it comes to conspiracy theorists, which I don't think anybody writes about. Is the psychological study that was done that said extremists are roughly 80% dumber than the rest of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Extremists,
like the guys that, and I see you kind of like give it to one group and then you take it easy on the other.
Well, it just depends on whose turn it is to get shit on. Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Cause I can shit on them both simultaneously, or I can focus the shitting on one group a
targeted
little bit stronger,
that's good.
And then focus the next shit on the other group. That's why I take turns.
Yeah,
targeted defecation.
Do you find
so, like,
that
what kind of conspiracy theories are so crazy that I've written about?
All of them. It's like you give. What was the last one that you did? You were talking about conspiracy theories for the left and the right, And your MO is like, yeah, this could be true, but and I'm reading this and I'm like, I thought I knew the guy.
I think with regards to that, I'm just highlighting the plausibility or possibility that things can happen that people outright dismiss too easily. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, you guys don't believe there's a deep state. Right.
I think not like it's been explained. Yeah, but not like it's been explained and represented. I don't think that there's like this crazy deep state that's out to get
anyone. There's like a ball of shadowy figures.
Yeah,
with puppet strings.
Well, but you would agree that maybe there is a cabal of lifetime politicians and people in government who spend decades in government that are secretly trying to manipulate policy. Is that not possible?
When you explain it like that, as opposed to the word cabal, maybe.
No, he still used the word cabal.
Yeah, no, I still use the word cabal. But he explained cabal. It wasn't like he just went with cabal, right?
Yeah. You mean a group of retirees who get together to shoot the shit?
Yeah.
About policy, no, I'm talking policy about implication like, and amendment? Sure.
Well, like, for instance, like the other day we were talking about the Hillary Clinton-Russia collusion thing. Mm-hmm. That hoax, right? How the Clinton, and then you said you thought that was more gamesmanship than...
Right, because you had mentioned, you know, the Democrats and Hillary were the ones who started falsifying Russian accusations, right? And I said, no, that's just gamesmanship, right? And just how the Republicans are doing the whole Joe Hunter Biden and the laptop and that their Ukrainian business, like all that other shit, right? It's just both sides trying to dump dirt on each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
So where it goes from gamesmanship for me to actual deep state is when Andrew McCabe and James Comey, who are high-ranking intelligence officials, get involved in pushing the fake story too, right? Because they're not supposed to be choosing a side. They're supposed to be in the middle. They're law enforcement, they're intelligence. When they get involved in the hoax or pushing the hoax, that's when it becomes deep state and not just gamesmanship anymore.
Yeah, but isn't it okay to be right? Like, as opposed to picking a side, like I get what you're saying. And this is kind of the problem that everybody has is people think that you know, lies are just another opinion or bullshit is just another version of their facts. Right. What you're saying is that this might be the case and these guys probably are deep state. But the bottom line is they're all saying the same thing, which is Trump is a lying cunt. And Q is a fucking weird cult full of neck bearded yokels who think trailer park hot dogs are called tacos. So it's like that's where I jump off all the conspiracy shit, right? Like, I know we've all got friends and family. I was with some friends the other day, and she came running into the garage. We were having coffee, socially distanced coffee. She came running into the garage. She's like, "Hey, everybody, I just want to let you know the Pope got arrested for pedophilia." I'm like,
"Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I heard that one too.
Yeah, I heard that. Big news coming out of Italy, I've been told. Stay tuned.
During
Stay
the black
tuned. Coat. Yeah. Yeah, big news.
What do you think, though? I was thinking about this today. What do you think of those Q guys? Big news. The Pope got arrested for diddling some kids at the Vatican.
Well, daycare. Why didn't I hear about it? Well, who's going to report it? The mainstream media? No.
They shut parlor off so no one can get news.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all over the alternative news sites. The Pope's in jail.
Yeah. But what about like all those people that believe in this shit? Yeah. And they're starting to wake up and kind of find out that, oh my God, we were fucking lied to by a total creep this whole time. We believe creepy things now. We're creeps. So, but like, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that hasn't been my experience yet. Like the usual suspects on my Facebook have like doubled down since this has all happened. Like they're worse now. Like they're pumping shit, like 8 or 9 posts out a day of just like, Trudeau's a pedophile, and now I saw one, the lead singer of the score, or the lead guitarist from the Scorpions used to go to parties with Bill Clinton and Angela Merkel, and he used to watch them kill people, and that was posted too, and it's gospel, this is canon. Yeah. And you won't hear it, do your research. And like, so from what I'm experiencing, like they lost, they were embarrassed. Everybody knows they're nuts, but they're doubling down, right? Everybody's doubling down on this shit. And it's just like,
yeah, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. But I think it's like a lot of them have realized that they've been fucked over so hard and they are so wrong that the embarrassment associated with saying something like this on Facebook, sorry guys, I lost my mind for a few years.
For 4 years.
The embarrassment of that is nothing compared to the effort that they need to put in to continue to be fucking losers, right? Yeah. So it's like, it's not just doubling down. It's like, fuck, there's no way. It's being pot committed, if you will. There's no way I can come out now and say to all these other losers who've been, you know, I've been feeding information to and I've been getting information from that I could be fucking completely wrong. And there was a really funny clip from C-SPAN. Someone, not that I watched C-SPAN, it was just a clip I saw. Yeah, Dean's watching a lot of C-SPAN lately. It's like
a C-SPAN.
C-SPAN is like a it's like a feed directly from government. So it's not fake news. It's kind of real. But I'm watching this thing on C-SPAN, and this guy's like kind of talking about what happened during the insurrection. And this woman named Tammy calls in, and she's crying, like crying her eyes out. And she's like, I just, sorry. Because I know it's bad. Like, people died and stuff. Again, she calls in. She's like, hi, I just want to know if I've been lied to by our president this whole time.
Great. She's phoning in. to ask this.
She's like, I just want to ask, like, have we been duped? And the guy's sitting there like this, like, fuck, do you think? But I don't know what it's going to take for people like that. I obviously follow you, Graham, on Twitter. I know your uncle's still at it. I don't know how you can get through to guys like that.
No, you don't.
Have you just given up?
No, because it's funny, because he'll post the most outlandish shit, right? Like, again, right? Like, everybody's a pedophile and anyways. And then I'll just put the laugh emoji. And then he's like, oh, you can't. He calls the emojis, he calls them memes, because he doesn't know the difference. So he's like, all you do is put the laugh meme. You have nothing to say. Typical liberal. And then I'll put the laugh emoji on that comment. So it's just like a ladder of shit, and just makes him so angry. And then he ends up in my DMs sending me all kinds of shit. So it's great.
Yeah. There's a lot of crazy shit out there, especially on the internet. And there are some conspiracy theories that have merit. And it's important to distinguish between, you don't just believe everything.
Like which ones?
Like those crazy guys. And then like Bigfoot? You guys, you don't just dismiss everything like you guys do. I think there's some truth to some of them. Mm-hmm. The answer is always in the middle.
Like Bigfoot? You believe in Bigfoot? I know Graham has a huge boner for Bigfoot documentaries.
I think they're entertaining, but I think we would have found Bigfoot by now.
Same.
So you believe there might be a cabal of deep statists, but you don't believe in Bigfoot?
That is correct.
Okay.
You're trying to frame that like it's silly, but I don't see how.
There is a cabal of big feet.
There's a cabal of big feet pedophiles, and they go around diddling squirrels.
Sasquatch diddlers.
You know what's crazy is we live in this fucked up time now, and now that we're getting more information, like the other day we were talking about it in our podcast with one of our podcasters named J.M. Guarnieri, who's a Secret Service agent. Fucking great guy. And he really believes in UFOs, but he was Obama's Secret Service agent, and he won't tell me what he saw. He just says, I can't talk about it, but he believes in UFOs. And so as a pretty salt of the earth guy, I started to wonder and look into the Black Vault or the Black Files, as I'm reading these Black Files, like these this document dump that the CIA is doing on UFOs and all this stuff. And they just released some the other day. They're going to release a whole bunch more in the next 6 months.
Yeah, that's it. What is that? They said 180 days. They have to reveal everything or something. What was that a part of?
Yeah, they're going to do a document dump in 180 days from the start of the year. That was part of the bill that they just signed, this omnibus bill. So long story short, there's this new thing that says that they got to put out all the UFO stuff. So they released some stuff the other day, and I'm reading it. And I stopped reading it, and I thought to myself, don't do it, Dean. Don't do it. Don't be one of those guys, because I'm very interested in whether or not we've got life from other planets on this Earth. I haven't seen it, so I can say, no, there isn't right now. But at the same time, I'm so interested in it. Now I feel like I'm porting over to the side of crazy, like I'm part of that conspiracy QAnon thing. So, and I'm like, I'm never doing another fucking UFO podcast again with anybody, because I felt like such a tool. And then we looked at our analytics, and like 40,000 people watched it. And I'm like, oh my fucking God.
You're just like, you got the foam UFO finger, UFO, UFOs. You're all in. We're all in, baby.
I mean, it's not at all crazy to believe that life exists outside of our own.
No, it is not.
That's one of the ones I do believe. Yeah, to believe the opposite is actually just ridiculous. Like arrogance,
ignorance.
Human arrogance.
Yeah, but you're talking about humanoid or something like we are used to. Like, I don't believe things are walking around and they're disguised in like human meat suits. I don't think any of that's happening.
Among us? Like walking around among us?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Reptilian overlords.
The reptilians.
Yeah. I don't know.
But how much is it going to all be redacted, right? Like 85% of the shit the CIA releases is just redacted.
Mm-hmm. None of it's redacted. He sent me the black file. I've got it on my phone, but it's like a million terabytes to download it.
Shouldn't have said that.
I know. I want to look into it and I want to talk about it more, but this guy thinks that there's like an alien weapon that the government is hiding.
Oh.
And I feel like a QAnon guy just saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound very QAnon-ish.
Doesn't it?
An alien weapon. Well, yeah. I don't know.
Did he say anything about what this weapon might be like?
No. He just said it's got technology that no one can explain. And then I'm like, yeah. You've seen it, haven't you? He's like, I can't talk about it. And I'm like,
Is it the size of a planet and it's got like a Death Star joke?
Well, it's like
Bob Lazar said that
a
long time ago, that they've got technology that they
can
explain to this planet.
Well, even the last dump that came out, whatever, last year or mid in the summer when nobody gave a shit because we were knee deep in
COVID.
All this stuff. COVID. Yeah, remember they were like they have an off-world vehicle or whatever they termed it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
An off-world vehicle, like an ATV, but not from here.
Yeah, just souped up.
Interdimensional ATV.
Got Monster Energy drink logos on it.
Yeah, a big God bless Donald Trump wrap all around
big,
it.
Big alien flag at the back.
Some fuzzy dice hanging from the rear view.
Off-world vehicle, bud.
It's got truck nuts on it.
Yeah.
Chrome nuts.
I saw some of those truck nuts the other day.
Those are the best.
But I saw them on like a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, big set of blue truck balls, like the rubber ones.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I was interested in them. I didn't stop and go, oh, wow, looks like I'm like, I don't think they're supposed to go on Corollas, are they? I think they're supposed to go on the back of trucks or big vehicles.
And they're not supposed to be blue either, unless that's a crash help.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they are either. I don't think they are. You're just telling everybody
that you haven't got laid. Big blue truck nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another thing that came out today. They're saying they're encouraging people during the lockdown not to have intercourse with anybody outside their home.
Oh, like on the lawn.
No, they're saying you can't have intercourse with anybody who you don't live with.
Oh, like somebody else. Sorry, I thought you were like, yeah, I can't go out and just do it on the front lawn. Like who?
No.
That's big government for you.
Pull your socks in Tinder and Grindr then, if that's the case.
Tinder and Grindr.
Great. I'm almost positive that those apps and dating apps are probably the ones that have caused this fucking spread in Canada, if you ask me. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
One of the things that came out last week, I wanted to ask you is Aaron O'Toole. He's the communist leader. He's a conservative leader.
That's true.
He's the conservative leader of the party, the Conservative Party of Canada. And after that whole thing happened, I put out a tweet that said, we're Aaron O'Toole away from that happening in Canada, what happened in the United States.
Yeah.
And now this week, there are like... there's a fight between the liberals and there's a fight between the conservatives. Now the liberals are saying, hey, what Dean said, we're real close to, Aaron O'Toole destroying this country because how many crazy honkies and crazy neckbeards think this guy is on the tip. And he's open to extremism. He panders to extremism. And now Aaron O'Toole is saying, no, that's not true. None of that's true. It's a great defense. That's a great
defense. No.
Oh, no, it's not true. It's not true.
That's all lies.
Do you guys think that what's happening in the States is porting here? Do you think that that's a possibility here?
Not to that extent.
Not to that extent, but yes. Like there's definitely an anti-establishment movement happening in the States, and I think that's run off here, and I think that's a good thing. People are just sick of being bent over by the government for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what that movement over there is about too. It's less about white nationalism and more about anti-establishment. So yeah, it's very possible that it floats over here or boils over here. Yeah.
Graham, nothing like that?
I don't know. I agree, but yeah, nothing like that. Like I think also I don't know. maybe it's a bit arrogant, but I feel like we're a little more literate on this side of the border and like able to see through, you know, see through the static, where, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like we're as gullible as, say, a lot of, you know, the crazy extreme right wing, right? Like, you know, a lot of them typically aren't uneducated and, or are uneducated and, you know, just poor. And I just don't see that same demographic taking hold here. Sure, there are definitely outliers. Like, again,
Alberta,
a trope, but it's Alberta, you know, the prairies, like, sure, you know, Southern Ontario, like Southwestern, there's a lot of yahoos down there. And
I think also our culture is more similar to, like, say, England and Australia and New Zealand and these Kanzuk nations, right? Like, so we're less like the U.S. So I don't see it to that level either.
Well, so, yeah, like the U.S. is, you know, based on, they've been founded and based on war and revolution, right?
And it's a constitutional republic, very different from what we have.
It's cyclical there. There's always conflict, whether it's internal or external. It's just how they roll, right?
Yeah. I guess I worry about that same kind of, you know, alt-white religious MO here in Canada, right? Because you see it, like there was an anti-masker parade here in the city on the weekend. Did you see that? And the guy from the Church of God was hugging people. And I'm like, fuck, I hope he dies on the way home. and
that's not nice.
Well, I don't care. I don't care. I've embraced Schadenfreude during the pandemic. It's like one of the few guilty pleasures that we get. And it's one of those words where you say it, you're like, what does it mean if you don't know what it means? But it means in German, danger/joy. Schadenfreude. So
like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Schadenfreude. Yeah. If you die.
But also taking pleasure with the misfortune of others, right?
That's really the big one. It's like watching people, and I've really embraced other people's misfortune if it's warranted.
Exactly. Yeah. It has to be warranted. Like if Jay falls down the stairs,
right?
I'm going to laugh, but that's not Schadenfreude.
No, that's just right.
Because he didn't deserve to fall down the stairs.
No, but if Jake called you a cocksucker and then kicked you in the balls for no reason, then fell down the stairs.
It's true.
That's Schadenfreude. That's something.
Or if he was like, we don't need stairs to get from one level of the house to the other. We don't need them. And then he fell down them, right? Like, that's Schadenfreude.
Sort of. It's
because I kind of deserved it. Yes.
No, but stairs, fuck him.
What's with this fascination of Jay falling down the stairs?
It's just top of mind these days.
You know? Yeah. Because of my wonky knee.
Bad knee, bad hip.
But I was thinking about Schadenfreude this week, and I'm on this like journey to become a better person, just generally speaking. And Schadenfreude, I was talking about it and tweeting about it this week, and someone's like, you know, it's still not a good thing to enjoy it when bad things happen to people. And I'm like, I know it's not good. I know it's not healthy.
But if it happens to bad people, you can enjoy it.
But when it happens to bad, and I said, I just enjoy when it happens to bad people. And they're like, it's still wrong. You shouldn't want anything bad to happen to anybody. No. I think we've crossed the Rubicon of that being a normal.
That's never been a thing. Get out of here.
Sure it has. There are a lot, yes, it is. If you're a really, truly good person, you never want anything bad to happen to fucking anybody.
Nah, that's an unrealistic, altruistic type of thing. Because in reality, there is good and bad. And when bad happens to bad, that's fine.
That sounds like a world run by the NDP. I don't want any part of
that. It's a very socialist, emotionally socialist country. But I've loved watching it. Like I watched someone the other day on TV, you know, go to kick a dog. So he goes to kick this poor dog. It's in a third world country. He goes ass over tea kettle, falls, hits his head, knocks himself out. Apparently he's dead. And I didn't share the video because the guy died. And I'm like, fuck, I'm glad he's dead. You can't really say that on social media and look cool, right? You can't go, oh, fuck, I'm glad this guy's dead. But same thing with Trump, like watching what Trump's going through right now. I'm enjoying it, watching these people get picked up on the streets, watching someone, an anti-masker, someone who's virulently against wearing a mask and hates the fact that this exists and that we're... And I'm locked in my house till the 28th of this month, like everybody else is. And I enjoy it when I find out that they're really, really sick and might not make it. I don't know why, but I hold those examples up like as a big fuck you. Is that new? Is that cool now? Can we keep doing that, or do we have to kind of settle it down when we all get vaccinated?
I think it depends on the person and the level of virulency. Like if they're like, obviously slow, or they're obviously uneducated and they've been sold this shit, you know, then I kind of feel bad for them. But if they're like a politician who knowingly perpetuating this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they know better and they're smart enough to understand, you know, they shouldn't be doing it and they do get it, then yes, that's fine. But if it's, I feel bad for like all the poors who are like, it's not a thing, and then their entire family dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't feel bad for that person and their misery, but I feel bad for their family members who may have passed away who didn't deserve it. Like there are a million iterations, but I'm talking about really when something terrible happens to someone who's truly bad or who has perpetrated the fact that this isn't like anybody at this point that says this isn't a big deal, not a big deal. We were talking about this a year ago on the podcast. I don't know if you guys remember that. And it, no. then you could, because it hadn't happened yet. Yeah, it was you that was
to bring that up, eh?
but now to deny it after the deaths, so like we've had, I think it's like 16,084 deaths in this country. We're approaching like 55 or 5,600 deaths in the province. It's a thing, right? Like you can't, and I got no patience for somebody that says it's not.
Right.
Like none.
Well, you look at the U.S., they're like, I don't know, they're probably another 5 months away from hitting 30 million, 35 million, which would be 1/10 of their country getting COVID, which is phenomenal.
Is that deaths or cases?
Cases. They're at 23 million Americans have had COVID or have it.
Sorry, now 24 million Americans and 400,000 dead officially as of today.
You know what's funny to me is that we keep using these numbers, even though we know the numbers are bullshit numbers. So like COVID, and it's weird because people get confused when you say shit like this. COVID is definitely a thing and it's real and it's scary and it's a threat. However, that being said, we know that the CDC has come out and said 90% of COVID deaths have been comorbidity deaths. We keep referring to the death totals as if they're just solely COVID. Or we keep talking about cases when we know there's ample evidence for false positives. People, their test results showing up positive when they didn't have COVID. So the numbers from the beginning have been skewed. And we keep latching
ourselves. Sure, but do you think it's millions of false positives? Like millions?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much it is, but I know that the numbers that we keep attaching ourselves to have never been accurate.
Yeah, but I don't.
Funny to me.
Whoa! So where do you find that information? I'd love to know more about these fake numbers.
Well, just like all the false positives, all of the comorbidities, all of the cases that, you know. Hospitals writing COVID down on death certificates when it wasn't COVID that the person died from. People have taken their own lives and it got marked down as COVID. Like,
do you have samples? Do you have examples of that? Do you have?
I think there was a hospital in New York that got caught for. They said
that's not going to work. That's not going to work here with me.
Yeah,
it's not going to work with hospitals. I think hospitals in New York. that doesn't work. I'm asking you for specific examples to justify you saying those numbers are shit, and you don't have any. This is how you get caught in a trap, and you can't walk back.
You haven't heard any of this, Dean, all year.
Of course I've heard it, but I have sourced information, and none of the information I have found from the CDC website, Journal of American Medicine, Johns Hopkins University, Health Canada, none of those numbers that they give us. Like legitimate source numbers from real news information outlets that are totally unbiased, that just deal with numbers. If COVID wasn't around, those people with comorbidities would still be alive, right? That's my point. And then drawing numbers from different things. And I love you to death, and yeah. I believe everything you say. It means something to you, but I can't, you know, sit here and not say something about, you know, fact-based reporting. That's so all. And I know this is a podcast and we're not reporters.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're not journalists and reporters, but
where's your fucking facts?
You're saying that 100% the numbers are accurate.
I'm saying I believe the numbers that I see where 400,000 people in the United States have died thanks to COVID, and 24 million people have been infected by COVID, and hundreds of thousands in Canada, and 16,000 dead in Canada. I believe those numbers, and I believe if COVID wasn't around, most of those people would still be alive, which is what medical professionals are telling us. And I don't think they're all in on it. That's my point.
Yeah, that's not, well, that's not what I'm insinuating either. I'm just saying that the numbers have been skewed from the beginning.
But even if there was an error ratio of 10%, which would be massive, right?
Yeah.
Like, your numbers are still huge. Like, you knock 2 million off 22 million. You got 20 million infected, right? You knock 40,000 off 400,000 deaths. You still have 360,000 deaths.
Right. Yeah. And like I prefaced from the beginning, COVID is real and it's a threat.
I'm sure I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm sure there are false positives, right? I'm sure somebody's gotten lazy and written, but I don't, like, again, I don't think it's like this massive conspiracy to write COVID on everything or else.
I'm not saying that it is a massive conspiracy, but I'm just saying that there is a real issue with the fact that we keep attaching ourselves to these specific numbers when we know for sure, we know that those numbers are not 100% accurate.
Right. But I know, but I'm saying, like, I would say they're more than likely extremely accurate. You know what I mean? Like, again, if it was a 10% ballpark, which would be super fucking massive and nobody's doing their job right, they're still massive numbers, right?
Yeah.
They're still massive.
And yeah, these people are still dead. You know, to get hung up on technicalities at this point, saying, yeah, but it might be this, this, and this, and this, and this. Well, we can really only just point to the one thing, which is like, yeah, but if that wasn't there, none of those numbers would be what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when you get, AIDS patients, most of them pass away from things that are not AIDS.
Right.
It's not AIDS that kills them. It's whatever they catch because their
immune system
is done, right? So,
but having said
more
that,
more than likely it's pneumonia or something like that, right? But it's always pneumonia is the cause of death, right?
Having said that, it's the same thing with cancer, though. Like, you know, when someone has cancer, they never die of cancer; they always die of a cold or the flu or
chemotherapy.
Fighting it, yeah.
Yeah. But they, on their death certificate, they say cancer. So it's like the fucking,
because you wouldn't be there if you didn't have it.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying, Gonzo. You let those little things creep into your mind, you grow a beard, and pretty soon you don't leave your house. How are we doing with the stay-at-home orders? Everybody staying at home? You guys?
Yeah. I may not agree with a lot of this lockdown stuff.
No way.
But I'm still doing my part, right? Like,
yeah.
Abiding by it. I'm not going out unless it's for groceries and, you know, like appointments and stuff like that.
Well, and part of the lot.
That's what I go out for.
Patties.
I go out for some roti and ting. It's the name of a restaurant top of my street.
Pick up. Take off. Yeah.
Got it, bud.
You said you don't agree with it. You don't agree with all aspects of it. I had that conversation. I have these conversations all the time. And it's like one of those things that has slowly gotten me to the point that where I'm at. It's the parsing of this isn't fair. You know what I mean? Like guys saying, oh, it's not fair that he gets to open and I have to stay closed, or it's not fair that that guy can go here and I can't go there.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Not really. I would be for when this initially started. I think if we went into a full legitimate lockdown, we probably still wouldn't be dealing with this issue right now. So what I disagree with is the fact that we did these half-assed lockdowns for so long that have clearly had no positive effect whatsoever.
Oh, you wanted a big old lockdown. I did too when we first started. And then
just do it. Say, look, guys, for 12 weeks, we're in a fucking lockdown. We're going to give you money for this. We're going to give you money for that, whatever. And just stay the fuck home. And this thing won't spread. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that would have worked.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's insane that I can go to Walmart or I can go to Costco, but I can't go out on my fucking outdoor rink with three guys and play shinny.
Right.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, they're kicking everybody off the rink here. Like, people just pleasure skating. Frenchman's Bay. It's like 8 square kilometers of ice. And the cops came, kicked everybody off. Like, for what? What's the reasoning here? But then you go to the park and there's people on trails walking around. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, you can go to a Costco with 350 other people in there.
It's so dumb. It's so arbitrary. It drives me nuts. Yeah. There's no rhyme or let's shut down the stores to 8 p.m. Saving that'll fix it.
Yeah.
That'll fix everything.
Oh, here, yeah, that's
at a 9.
It's one of the things about the lockdown or the stay-at-home order in Ontario I didn't get, where they're like, okay, stay at home, everybody. Here's the deal. All essential services will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., including the liquor store, which is good for you guys. but 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So they're actually making it worse by funneling. Yes.
So you're shrinking the time frame. People have to do things.
Yeah. Like larger crowds.
Why?
Yeah. See, that's what I struggle with. Like, can I still be science-based? Can I still be responsible? Can I still, you know, eschew responsibility when I'm, you know, doing what I do and when we talk about this stuff? And at the same time, have a problem with how they're doing it?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's hard, right? I feel like for this come, like, I'm sitting here, like, you know, believing in science and believing in the purpose of all this fucking exercise,
right?
And believing in the outcome. But like, I look back, I feel like in a year from now, like, you're like, you know, were you one of the idiots who sat there and ate all this up? And be like, fuck, I guess
you don't want to be on the right side of
but
it.
Then Pizzagate, bro, I believe in, you know what I mean, I gotta bring something in to make myself, you know what I mean.
Do you guys feel like, you know, when you're, because that's where I'm at, like I've had to really like not listen to outside information. I've had to read as much as I can, talk to people that I trust with like a decent understanding of reality. But sometimes someone who you trust bleeds in like something that might be believable, or, you know, a problem that they have with the lockdown. You're like, yeah, that kind of fucking makes sense. Yep. You know? And that's where 100%. That's where I get stuck, because I, like you, you're like, fuck, I really don't want to be on the wrong side of this when it's all over.
Yeah.
Especially saying something on social media, you know, 100%. Like, oh, cause we all know lockdowns suck. Like we all get it. It doesn't matter what, if you're an anti-vaxxer, anti-science person, it does, because you're a useless piece of flesh. But it doesn't matter if you're from the right or the left. Nobody likes this, right? Like nobody. Yeah. The only thing I get out of this is like, has been learning to be okay being completely on my own for like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's it. Right?
Yeah.
You go for walks. You've got your son hanging out with you. You guys are at home with your families. but that's really it. Like, that's the only thing I've had to sit and listen and read and learn. And then on the other side, you're like, fuck, okay, you know, it's temporary, but we're going to hang in there. But at the same time, it sucks for us too, because we're willingly doing what people are asking us to do, by and large, to keep the people we love or our neighbors safe, right? Because for me, I don't look at it like I might get it. I'm like, I don't want to fucking push the whole thing. I don't want to wipe it all over the place when I'm out and I'm, you know, talking to people. I don't want to spit this stuff on somebody or make someone else sick and have their parents die. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be that fucking guy. That's right. The only reason why I'm okay with this, because I'd be raging like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want the blood on your hands, right? Like, that's always been my concern too. I've never been part of that, you know, like you think you're so young and resilient, even though you're not anymore. But I'm not worried about myself getting it. I've always been worried about me giving it to my parents or my sister or somebody that might not deal with it as well as I would. And in reality, I probably wouldn't deal with it that well either, you know.
So, wonder if there's like a suit you can get, you know, how they have antimicrobial clothing.
Like a hazmat suit or something?
Yeah, like a suit that you can get where not only does it protect you from other people, but you can cover yourself in this virus. So the virus sticks to the thing. And then you can wade into crowds of anti-maskers, or you can go into the homes of...
I believe what you're referring to is biological terrorism. I think this falls in that category.
It goes back to Schadenfreude.
At home now.
What are you? Are you part of the Russian germ program?
He's fucking a villain now.
Did you see that guy Alexei Navalny go back to Russia today?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He got arrested
immediately. Immediately.
Graham, saw him in person, right?
Yeah, I'm here in the Russia. I'm in the Moscow bureau.
How's it going?
You know what? I'm getting stonewalled, actually, believe it or not. Nobody wants to talk. I know. Crazy.
we talked about
he's very forthcoming.
We talked about O'Toole and Trudeau earlier, and while those guys are like playing Nicky Nicky Nine Doors with their lives, that fucking Alexei Navalny guy, the Russian opposition leader, after he was poisoned by them putting a nerve agent in his gitch, the nerve agent seeped up into his system through his gooch.
Yeah. And they said they put more than they were supposed to.
Yeah.
That's rude.
And he still fucking made it. And then Putin's like, I wish we would have killed him.
Yeah.
Like a couple days ago. And you know what the guy did? You know what Alexei Navalny did? While Trudeau's hiding out in his fucking cottage and O'Toole is pretending like he's not a complete, extremist magnet. This guy gets on an airplane and flies back to Russia.
Yeah.
Where he lands in a different airport than he was supposed to, because at the last second, Putin's like, nah, take him here. So they did. He gets arrested immediately, and they had a trial literally in his jail cell. I don't know how the fuck you do that.
I love it.
A trial in his jail cell. That was just this morning. And he's now in jail for 30 days where they said he'll have no contact with anybody. So don't expect him to make it out of jail in the next 30 days.
Other than the sarin that's on his borscht that they're giving him.
Sarin laced here, borscht.
Here's your rice and here's your rice pilaf. It's crazy, man. Like, it's just nuts. And then you got the, speaking of Trudeau doing nothing, you've got the two Michaels rotting in a Chinese prison, and then you've got Meng Wanzhou going out to dinner and breaking lockdown protocols and shopping with her entourage and living in a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. And nobody says shit about it. No. The only people who post about it are like the Toronto Sun, and you're like, fuck, can't it be someone else? You know what I mean? Like the Globe or something, with credibility.
You're talking about the two Michaels that are
arbitrarily detained, right?
We grabbed the chick from Huawei.
Yeah. Huawei, yeah.
Huawei, whatever
Huawei.
Huawei. We grabbed that chick from Huawei, and then they grabbed our two Michaels, and they've been like literally in a shitty Chinese jail cell for 2 years, losing their minds.
And this chick's out gallivanting, man. Like, it's so frustrating. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that has been impressed upon me over the last little while too. And I feel like we get a little too political sometimes. Like I fight myself because I want to put up more pictures and videos of guys getting hit in the dick.
I love those videos. I'm the guy, I'm responsible for 80% of those views.
I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But
keep it coming.
But I feel like we're in this fucked up time now where you actually have to be kind of responsible about the shit that you say online. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're finally at a time. I'm finally at a time where I'm like, I can't say that because then I'll look like that group, or I don't want to say that because then I'll look like that group. And if I say that, then it's going to be an avalanche of hatred. So I have to like fucking, it's like I've never been more careful with who I do and don't identify with.
Yeah.
Because what I've seen happen specifically in Canada are the political parties, whether you're right or whether you're left, call each other liberal or conservative. And those names have become so gross to me. I'm like, fuck, I am out. If the second someone calls me one of those things, I'm triggered for some reason because I so badly don't want to be involved in that process of picking a side, because it's never been more impressed upon me.
Yeah.
In the time that we're living in, that we have the weakest leaders we've ever had in this country. Yeah. Fucking ever.
We need Kretchen back to strangle people.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not a huge fan of liberals, but Kretchen was like the last like strong man, you know what I mean?
OG,
like old party. Yeah, like old party man liberal, like didn't give a shit.
And Harper liked him, the conservatives.
Harper too. Harper didn't give a shit either.
The last two,
the last two true party men.
Yeah.
Right. And then what's making me laugh these days is like, I don't know if it's Toronto centric, but how the Epoch Times is making their way into everybody's mailbox.
Yeah.
You read about that?
Yeah, well, it's happening to me.
So like the Epoch Times, obviously it's like a right wing like rank, but it's hardcore anti-Chinese government, anti-communist.
Yeah.
So the left is tripping over themselves because they're like, well, it's right wing. And then so people are like, yeah, but it's anti-China and anti-communism. And, you know, currently China's got, well, and then log off. Like, it's providing such a conundrum for them, right? Like,
yeah,
it's, but like, what?
Can I ask you a question? Isn't Epoch, is it Epoch or Epoch Times, whatever? Wasn't that originally like this, like Falun Gong publication?
It was an anti-China publication, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was purchased from. Was purchased by some conservatives who turned it into like a neocon right wing extremist China bashing website. It's really all it is, right?
Yeah. It started from Falun Gong, obviously, him and China. The Chinese government. They don't get along.
Call them news.
It's not. It's so obviously not news. It's like
rebel news.
However, it's funny because they take this. They're staunchly anti-communism and anti-China, right? And like.
Yeah.
So now you're stuck. Like, well, I don't like China, but I don't like right wing. Where do I go?
Yeah, well, this is the problem. Like, our obsession with categorizing people or classifying people into these little boxes.
Yeah,
you know? And it's like that's not how people are. Like, you can people for what I've been writing, calling out leftist hypocrisy. People are going to call me right wing. Mm-hmm. The only thing I might be right wing on is like things in regards to like
that fucking beard.
Yeah, this beard and law enforcement and probably like fiscal matters, right? A little bit more conservative when it comes to spending.
Yeah.
But everything else, I'm super liberal and have been for a long time, like pro-choice, pro-LGBT, pro-racial equality of opportunity.
But you don't even when you're explaining, that's funny. Sorry. When you're explaining your position, you never even want to use those two words anymore, do you?
What two words?
Liberal or conservative?
You don't. Because
when I grew up, I don't know about you guys. When I grew up, it was you were conservative based or liberal based on your fiscal position.
Right.
Yeah.
That was it. It was had everything to do with money and nothing to do with Jesus. It had nothing to do with culture. Yeah. It had nothing to do with extremism or white nationalism or conspiracy theories or vaccinations or any of those things. Right. Had nothing to do with those things. And now when someone says, are you a conservative, or someone asks me if I'm a liberal, I just fucking want to get sick. Like, I'm just like, get the fuck away from all that stuff.
Maybe this is where we start the centrist party.
Yeah. Alt left. I called it alt left. Yeah,
Dean's been trying to push alt left.
Alt left.
Not alt left, alt center, alt middle.
Alt center, alt middle.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Okay, we can't even get
alt
a name.
Middle. It's alt middle. I've been coming up with this name for a while. Alt middle. I want to get shirts made because I think that there's like this. I would classify Gonzo, you and me as centrists, right?
Yeah.
You had to classify, but like if you look at it like it's a bubble, you got extremists on either side. We're in this bubble with the rest of people who have an IQ that's, you know, enough to get
more. I think
with
most people, yeah,
right, enough to get more than minimum wage. Enough to keep a job for more than 3 years. You know what I mean? Like just enough brain power to be able to, you know, when you flip a coin, tell if it's heads or tails. On the other side, in these little circles, there's these fucking extremists, these losers that have extreme leanings that the same people in the middle have, only they're not crazy, right? Like the people on the ends are crazy, the extremists. That's why they call them extremists. They're polarizing. They're on both ends.
Yeah.
And so they misrepresent everybody in the group. Right. And so when I have the conversation with people, it's always about character and leadership. Now it's got fucking absolutely nothing to do with conservative, liberal, socialist. That's the other thing. If you read about socialism, because I had to look up the definition of socialism the other day because people were talking about it like it was a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. The idea of socialism isn't that bad of a fucking idea. Mm-hmm. We were just told it was for a really, really, really long period of time. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's like an American perspective of socialism is that they
100% it is.
They equate it with communism, but it's not. Like we enjoy socialism.
It's been ingrained in their social fabric for decades, and it will always be.
We enjoy socialism here in Canada, and so do Scandinavian countries. And you know, there's other countries that enjoy some degree
some form,
of
form. Yeah, some degree, not breadline socialism, but
no, you need a hybrid with capitalism too.
Free health. The fact that we have free healthcare is the greatest indicator that this is a major socialist country. Yeah. The fact that people don't get a bill when they leave the hospital, right? So, I appreciate that about this country. Like, I still love our country and where we live. I still love, like, I'm so thankful today that we're not American. You know, I used to say all the time, the best thing about being Canadian is not being American.
Yeah.
But I'm so also fucking finished with misinformation. I'm finished with people using shitty things to drive narratives, really dangerous, dangerous narratives. And I'm really fucking tired of relatives and friends that continue to push this stuff too. Like, I look at it like it's entertainment because we need to use it as entertainment doing what we do.
Yeah.
But I've never been more fucking motivated to not be part of those, both of those gotcha crowds. Never in my whole fucking life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So maybe that's a good thing, right?
I would say so. You're growing, you know, you're growing.
You know what else I realized? You know what else I realized?
What?
I realized that, I realized that every single commercial that we watch, every single commercial on television that tries to sell us on how great it is to be married is a lie.
What are you talking about?
I have no experience there. You guys are the pros.
Well, what are you talking about?
The experts.
It's just another revelation I had. We don't live in a representative. We don't live in a representative society.
Yeah.
And I was watching TV the other day, and there's this commercial that came on of this old man and old woman. It was for Chartwell. So you know how all the long-term care homes are like, everybody's dying because no one can figure out how to treat an old person with dignity and respect.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they're having these commercials where, like, come to Chartwell's, and these old couple married, holding hands, looking at each other, walking into the sunset. And I'm like, I thought about it. If 65 to 75% of us get divorced before that happens, before you get to that point of your life, that fucking commercial is a myth.
Well,
that's not real. On top of it, how many of those 30 to 40% which remain married to the point where they get that old are happy? 5%?
Nine, zero, four, two.
Five, 10%, 10%, five, 2%?
Yeah, it depends, I guess.
So I want those fucking commercials on television.
The realistic ones?
Yeah, you know, we're like...
Marriage may not be right for you.
no, but like where it's, you know, come to Chartwell and you see a guy on one side of the room and a woman on the other, and she's giving him the finger and he's fucking fast asleep and they're like 90.
Or she like trying to suffocate him with a pillow. Yeah,
smother with a pillow. Yeah. The orderly comes in and interrupts.
Gladys, what did I tell you about that?
Or the wife is passed out drunk again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her husband's sitting there calling 911. Come to Chartwell.
Come to Chartwell. She's drunk again.
I think we could use a little bit more honesty and realism in everything, right?
I do too. I do too, but it really struck me this week is that we're being lied to, because that's fucking absolutely not true. No one is that happy when they're 95, especially to go into a home. Like, how many of those people walk up there after having their life ripped from them by their kids so they can grab their inheritance, walking into that old folks home going, this is going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
So, okay. Sunset. I just left my house that I had for 60 years to come share this disease-infested, VD-infested facility.
VD, yeah. Elderly syphilis, man. It's real.
Those old people are banging it up in those
homes.
Yeah, they are.
Who cares at that point, right? Is it shingles? Is it gonorrhea? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? 98 years old.
I feel the same way about birth control at the age of 47 as well. So I get it to a much lesser extent. It's like, rubber? Why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
All right, boys. Listen, it was great to catch up with you. I just wanted to touch base, buddy, and talk to you guys. I haven't seen you in a long time. And if you don't follow either one of these guys, they're absolute whips on Twitter. Graham's on a heater. Graham's on a Twitter heater about three ways with British people.
Graham's Twitter account and yours and like a handful of others are the only reason I like Twitter.
Yeah, thanks, God.
Thanks, buddy.
That and the unsolicited titty pics from...
Oh, there's a lot of those, eh?
Single mothers trying to promote their own fans because they lost their job because of lockdowns.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those. Where are you finding those?
I don't know. They just pop up on Twitter, man.
In the timeline, yeah.
It fits out. Really? I didn't know it was like that when I signed up.
Is there a lot of that happening, or a lot of women supplementing their income?
Unemployed. Really? Everybody's unemployed. They're going all fucking Jimi Hendrix on their clits are online now to make money.
Jimi Hendrix on. Wow, that's a good one. I like that.
Jimi Hendrix on the
clits. I like that. Very good.
But whatever, do what you got to do to put bread on the table. That is right?
Very good.
You voodoo.
That is very good.
I wonder if we should maybe if Graham, if you and I should supplement our income with some hog shots.
Some ding dong, daily ding dongs.
The daily ding.
Graham's OnlyFans will just be him hacking darts and eating Taco Bell.
Daily ding dongs. You could do a whole thing, and then like each day is a different thing, right? Like the Monday gooch.
Yeah,
Monday gooch.
Where you get like the Super Bowls Tuesday.
You shape it. I hear you. Dress it up. Monocle, little monocle on it.
Just on the eye.
Like Mr. Peanut, top hat, monocle.
I'm gonna find a picture of that now.
My penis.
A penis dressed up like Mr. Peanut.
A little bow tie.
He's got the cane.
Oh, the cane. Oh, that's great stuff.
All right, boys. Well, listen, great to see you guys. Thanks for the laugh.
Let's do this again soon.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
See you later. That's Gonzo and Kreitzer, Graham Kreitzer and Jason Gonzalez here on the Dean Blundell Show podcast. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. We appreciate it. You can join us at deanblundell.com, wherever you get your fine podcasts as well. iTunes, Spotify, the deal. Just go to all the deals and get the deal. It's pretty simple stuff. You can find us at deanblundell.com too, where you can sign up for our newsletter as well. Thanks to our friends at Ed's Fine Imports. His Gitch you can get right now for the price of three using promo code GITCH3. Just type it in. You're good to go. It's super, super simple. He'll send you four pairs of his luxury underwear and give them to the man in your house. Or if you're the man of the house, give them to yourself. Wear them, pouch in the front, boxer breathe, super breathable. You'll love them. Ed's Fine Imports, His Gitch. Get them today. Gitch.com as well. Thanks to our friends at Owner's Box Weekly Fantasy Sports. Owner's Box Weekly Fantasy Sports is the greatest weekly fantasy sports app on the planet. Basketball, football, hockey. You can dig into all that right now. Sign up right now, and if you refer another friend, you can get qualified to win yourself a brand new PS5 as well. Owner's Box Weekly Fantasy Sports. And thanks to our friends at Blue Microphones, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com as well. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.